Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcasting Tower.
New York City. Paris, France. Munich, Germany. Barcelona, Spain. Athens, Greece. Miami, Florida. Los Angeles, California.
Movies. Music. Internet wonders. Sports.
And now, from Floor 9, high atop the Hammersmill Media Tower, one step from the spotlight with Robert Hammersmill and Rusty Collins.
Life is full of surprises, Rusty, and this morning it was a burning sensation.
Hey, hold that. We're on the air right now. Oh. Good morning, yes, and welcome to One Step from the Spotlight. I'm Rusty Collins here alongside good old Robert Hammersmill. Good morning, Robbie.
Happy Thanksgiving week, sir.
All right, back at you, buddy. Hey, what you doing there?
Well, it's a holiday week, so I'm pouring myself a glass of the sacrament.
Sacrament, huh? I don't think scotch is a sacrament.
Well.
Gosh. Anyway, well, we're very excited today. We're going to be doing our very first Thanksgiving special on this podcast, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
It's pretty exciting, sir. We're going to have some special elements. Instead of three things, we'll have three things to be thankful for. And Pilgrim Trivia.
Yeah, Pilgrim Trivia, that's going to be good. I also see Sharon isn't here for her first week on the job, and she calls in sick.
Well, it's a holiday week, Rusty. Give her a break. She has a lot to do for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I guess so. With all the turkey and all the fixings, planning a party, all that stuff. I guess, I don't know, I suppose it's a big undertaking for her, huh?
No, Consuela's doing all that. She, Sharon's working a 4-day shift down at Healing by Hugs. Did you realize, Rusty, that Thanksgiving is the most stressful holiday for your pets? So if you feel like your pet's at the end of its rope, give Sharon Hammersmill a call at Healing
by
Hugs.
Nope. We're done. Let's get on with the show, huh?
All right.
Time for three things to be thankful for.
Three things to be thankful for in the world today. I'll tell you, for myself, I'm thankful for my good friend Rusty, my beautiful wife Sharon, and for Healing by Hugs. I'd ask you what you're thankful for, but I think I already know. One step from the spotlight and Kentucky Fried Chicken, right, Rusty?
Yep, I heard different. All right. Throughout the show today, we're going to have some Pilgrim trivia. I'm going to quiz Robbie on his knowledge of the Pilgrims and everything that happened through there. You can play along at home if you'd like. I think it'll be fun. First question, Robbie, you ready?
Always.
Should be an easy one for you. What was the name of the rock that the Pilgrims landed on when they first arrived in the New World?
I mean, that's as easy as they come. Maybe you should give me a tougher one next time, Mr. Collins. If I'm not mistaken, that rock was called Stonehenge.
No, it was Plymouth Rock, Robbie. Plymouth Rock.
That was my second guess.
You have an email.
Rusty, we have an email.
All right, who's it from this time?
Our email today comes to us from Dr. Tom Clancy with a K. He asks us to cease and desist playing his ad anymore. His clients have dropped off 40%. He says, thank you and good day.
Yeah, perfect. That's just great. Well, what the hell am I supposed to play in the break now?
I guess I could do another live read for Healing by Hugs.
You do a live read. Maybe I'll do a live read of my own, huh? Well, look at this. Looks like we got a phone call, but without our call screener, we're going to have to kind of gamble, aren't we? Let's play it by ear. Go ahead. We're going to hit line 9.
Hey, listen, you guys. I just wanted to call and say that I'm really thankful for you guys and your show.
Oh, really, Bill?
Of course not, you idiot. This is the worst thing that exists in the world. And I'd be thankful if the show was not only canceled, but every record of it erased from the internet. Every time I listen to you two, my body actively makes diarrhea. That's how bad this show is. Oh, by the way, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
God, I hate that guy. Sharon's going to be here next week, right, Robert?
100%. She's got tons of great ideas for the show.
I don't care about her ideas. I don't care. Folks, we're going to be back with more Pilgrim Trivia, and we'll give you our tips and tricks for cooking a delicious Thanksgiving dinner coming up right after the break. You're listening to One Step from the Spotlights.
The holidays are a stressful time for everyone, but not as stressful as it is for your pets. Imagine spending an entire week smelling the most delicious food in the world, and all you get is a bowl of slop. Your nerves would be frayed, you would have anger and resentment, basically, you would be a mess. Right now, Healing by Hugs is having a Thanksgiving week special. Bring in your pet for a standard $750 hour of music and crystal therapy. Get the second hour $5 off. Use promo code SharonHammersmill, healingbyhugs.com for appointments. $5 off.
I'm your comedy robot chick. In an argument, a woman always has the last word. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument.
Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcast Tower, this is One Step from the Spotlight.
So here's the thing, Rusty. It smelled horrible, but tasted delicious.
Hey, we're back, Robbie. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir, we are back, and it is good to be back, and I'm feeling like I might want another shot at this Pilgrim Trivia. I feel like I had a little brain fart earlier, so hit me with another one.
All right, sounds good. Here's some more Pilgrim's Trivia, everybody. How many days did it take the Mayflower to cross the Atlantic Ocean?
Well, let's see. I know when I take the Golden Gill, it takes me about a day and a half to get from the New York Harbor to the Outer Banks of London. So I'm guessing back then their gas engines not as good as ours. Ballpark and stops in Amsterdam for hookers and blow. Maybe a stop at that secret island outside of Greenland for the illegal glacier moonshine. What, like 7 days?
Well, that's not even close again, Robbie. It took them 66 days to cross the Atlantic Ocean. There were 102 passengers on board.
102 people, 66 days. That must have been one hell of a sex fest.
Yeah, I think they're probably too busy trying to stay alive to have a sex fest, Robbie.
That's what you say, but I heard those pilgrims were freaking outy. Anyways, give me one more. I'm kind of feeling like an idiot right now.
Yeah, that's because you are. You're doing well.
Well.
Anyway, all right. This is the last Pilgrim's Trivia I'm going to give you, unless you get it, which I don't think you will. What was the drink of choice at the first Thanksgiving dinner?
I doubt they had any scotch, and milk never goes good with Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go with Powerade.
Powerade, huh? Well, 043, Robbie. Believe it or not, the drink of choice at the first Thanksgiving was beer. And both the adults and children drank the beer at Thanksgiving. That was because the brew was safer on account of the way that they distilled it, and it killed all the bacteria and there was no parasites and stuff. So that was much better for them to keep alive.
I knew those pilgrims were freaking outy.
Okay, well, it is, my head hurts from shaking, Robbie. It's shaking.
Come on, it's the holidays. Can I pour you a tall one?
No, you just keep having your own. Well, and it's a good thing we don't have a guest today, or you'd probably choke him.
You're probably right.
Yeah, all right, so let's get to our Thanksgiving dinner tips. Robbie and I have compiled these for you. We did a lot of research this week. Some of the tips I remember from my mother and my grandmother: if you want the turkey to come out tender and moist, you're supposed to make sure that you baste the turkey every hour. And also to make sure the turkey is fully defrosted before you put it in the oven. I can't tell you how many times I've made that mistake in my adult life. And my grandmother always told me the best pumpkin pie is made from real pumpkin, you know, the ones that you save from Halloween and making your jack-o'-lanterns, not any of this canned crap you can get over at the store. Robert, what do you got?
Some of my Thanksgiving dinner tips for the audience. I gotta tell you, there's nothing better than dipping your turkey in a Johnny Walker Red. And if Thanksgiving dinner isn't on the table perfectly at 4, fire your entire staff and hire a new group before Christmas. As my mother always said, Thanksgiving dinner is the test, and Christmas is the final exam. So if they can't pass the test, they'll never pass the final exam.
That's a heartwarming story, Robert. Really. Really heartwarming.
Thank you, Rusty. It did bring back some memories and stir up some emotions. Before we wrap up today's show, we'd like to send a shout-out to two of our favorite comedians that we're thankful for, Mark Poulos and John Russell.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Two great guys are absolutely hilarious. This show wouldn't exist without them. When we first met these guys out in Mandan, North Dakota, we were doing a radio junket for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and good old Taco Mike was trying to get them into their summer festival anyway.
Best of the best, those two. Rusty, what are you doing after this? Sharon's going to be tied up giving dog massages till Thursday. You want to go out and do something?
Yeah, I would, but I got this thing going on.
Come on, move the thing. It's free turkey legs down at the Pussy Patch.
You know, as extremely intriguing as that sounds, last thing I want to do is have a turkey leg while you have a naked woman dance in front of you. Anyway, I can't move this
thing. Rusty, is there really a thing? Or are you just saying there's a thing so you don't have to hang out with me?
No, there's a thing. I would tell you. It's a medical thing. I kind of really don't want to talk about it.
Oh, sorry, Rusty. It's no worries. You know, more turkey legs for me.
Yep. So for Robert Hammersmill.
Did you catch something in Mexico? Is that what's going on here?
Sweet God. No. We'll see you guys next week right here on One Step from the Spotlight.
I got this leftover cream. You can have it if you need it.
No!
It's martini time.
You've been listening to One Step from the Spotlight. Mark Poulos plays Robert Hammersmill. John Russell plays Rusty Collins. You can help keep the show going by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes.